Hey everyone, welcome to tonight's class. My name is Mr. E. I'm your senior coach for Excellence Academy. Thank you everybody for coming out. And let's get started and dive in into today's training module. Question, do you want to acquire new skills this evening? Do you want to acquire the skill of assisting customers through the internet? Do you want to acquire the skill of troubleshooting? This is our skill that we're going to focus on today. As of lately, we've been discussing troubleshooting, basic troubleshooting for the internet. We've discussed quick fixes. We've discussed vocabulary. We've discussed role-playing. And we've discussed real-life scenarios. And I've shared my experiences with the team. Today, what we have for you in store is a compendium. A compendium is basically an assortment, let's say a repertoire or a collection of the most important points discussed in these troubleshooting sessions. So if you're joining us tonight for the first time, welcome to the Academy or welcome back. And don't worry, you're in good hands tonight because by doing this module, we will bring you up to date with the current events in our class. So everybody's invited right now to open our training materials. You may now access the links and the password that's been provided and register with your information for our training module. As you are registering for your training module, I'm not sure what you're using. If you're using your tablet, your computer, or your cell phone, it doesn't matter. You can access our training materials right now through any form of device that you're using. Anyway, let's talk about business for today. Let's get down to business. Our training objective, and I want everybody to have this very clear, is to equip the trainee with essential language and skills to successfully assist customers with internet connectivity issues. So our goal is to equip you, to give you the tools, in this case, the language and the skills necessary, so you can successfully assist customers for a call center or in any type of situation where internet issues are required and you can effectively help them. So that's our goal. And it's all, another, let's say, secondary goal is to build a compendium, as I was saying, just to solidify the key points that we've discussed so that information is very clear to you. In the way that we're gonna have the layout for today, so just setting some expectations for how the class is going to be imparted this evening. We're going to have a presentation. That's what I'm doing right now. Then we're going to immediately jump in into the module. So I want you to have the module open during these 2 hours or so that we're going to work together. In the module, I want everybody to just have this clear expectations. There will be activities, comprehension, vocabulary activities, all sorts of activities that you will have to do during the process of answering the module. And also there will be quizzes. So you will be evaluated on the different points within the training module, right? Like we say, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. If you can't put a number, if you can't put a metric to it, then how can you know your progress? So that's why we need to constantly provide you with evaluations to measure your progress. At the end, you'll have several quizzes to answer. And I would like for everybody at the end, when we finish completing answering the module, to send me a screenshot to our Telegram group just for our personal reference and control. These are points that you are accumulating for your certification as intermediate call center operators for our academy. So this is an absolute requirement that everybody answer this module. So let's move on now to the training module. I'm going to head over to my computer and I hope you guys are ready to start. Let's go. All right, guys, we're here at our training module. We're here at the computer. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our module for this evening. Let's click on Start Quiz. Okay, so let's listen to the introduction. There's an audio section here, And I just want you to read along with your eyes. I'll try to use my laser pointer as much as I can. But let's do a sound test before we move any further.
Introduction to Basic Troubleshooting for Internet Connectivity Training Module. Welcome to Excellence Academy's Basic Troubleshooting for Internet Connectivity Training Module.
If you can hear the sound, give me a thumbs up, team. How's the sound doing? How are we doing for sound? Are we good? Thank you for your confirmation. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to shut off microphones until requested to participate. So let's begin. Let's continue. So let's start. Introduction.
Introduction to Basic Troubleshooting for Internet Connectivity Training Module. Welcome to Excellence Academy's Basic Troubleshooting for Internet Connectivity Training Module. In this module, we will equip you with essential skills and knowledge necessary to effectively troubleshoot internet connectivity issues for cell phones, particularly in the context of providing customer support for telecommunications companies serving American customers. As an aspiring call center representative, understanding how to troubleshoot internet connectivity problems is crucial for providing exceptional customer service. Throughout this training, you will learn the fundamental steps of troubleshooting, essential vocabulary and terminology, the importance of empathy in assisting customers, and quick fixes for common issues. By the end of this module, you will be able to confidently identify and resolve internet connectivity issues, communicate effectively with customers, and provide prompt solutions to ensure a seamless experience for them. Let's dive in and explore the world of basic troubleshooting for internet connectivity. Click on the "I understand what I will learn in this training module" to continue with your training.
All right, team. So as I mentioned, you will be evaluated. So everybody, let's get our first point by clicking on the "I understand what I will learn in this training module" and let's hit the next page. Thank you. Perfect. Here are the, this is an overview of what the module contains. We'll do an introduction. We'll give you definitions for what is troubleshooting for the internet. We'll discuss empathy, define it. We'll discuss empathy scripts, provide you sufficient examples. We'll also discuss internet quick fixes, which are ways of correcting the internet quickly, where they're proven methods to fix the internet issues quickly. And a lesson summary, and of course, quizzes and activities will be provided during the time that we're doing this module. So everybody, let's get our second point by clicking on "I have read the lesson overview box" to continue. Great, now let's hit the next page button. Lesson objectives, let's pay attention to our lesson objectives.
Lesson objectives. By the end of this training module, you will have accomplished the following objectives. One. Recognize the purpose and importance of troubleshooting in relation to cell phones and internet connectivity. 2. Understand and apply basic troubleshooting steps to identify and resolve internet connectivity issues effectively. 3. Familiarize with essential vocabulary and terminology used in troubleshooting for the internet and cellular networks. 4. Develop empathy skills to understand and address customer frustrations and concerns during troubleshooting interactions. 5. Learn and practice quick fixes for common internet connectivity problems, such as the airplane mode method. 6. Demonstrate proficiency in guiding customers through troubleshooting processes using appropriate language and techniques. 7. Gain confidence in providing exceptional customer service by efficiently resolving internet connectivity issues and ensuring customer satisfaction. Click on the "I understand the training objectives for this module" to continue with your training.
Perfect. So can everybody, could you click on "I understand the training objectives" to get your third point? Now let's click on next page. Okay, perfect. Now that we've understood what is expected of us and the objectives we should achieve this evening, let's give you an introduction to troubleshooting. We're going to take you step by step to what the process of troubleshooting is. We're going to actually begin the introduction to troubleshooting with a story. So let's begin.
Introduction to the training module. Before we dive into the intricacies of troubleshooting internet connectivity, let's begin with a real-life story that embodies the essence of what it means to be an effective customer service representative. This short narrative encapsulates the journey of an agent who, despite facing language barriers, exemplified the qualities of patience, positivity, and determination. Through this story, we'll gain valuable insights into the importance of these attributes in providing exceptional customer service, setting the stage for the lessons and skills we'll explore throughout this training module. So, let's embark on this journey together and discover how these qualities can transform ordinary interactions into extraordinary experiences for both customers and agents alike.
Perfect. Let's click on click to continue. There are no points for this one. Just click on next. Awesome. Okay, so up next, we got a story to set the stage, to set the mood for the training, and to give you some background on troubleshooting. We're going to listen to the story of entitled Patience Prevails, A Call Center Journey. This is the story of a Guatemalan young person called Alex. He is our main protagonist. And we're going to listen to his story in terms of how he, without speaking English as a first language, was able to overcome language barriers and with a positive attitude and with the correct mentality, was able to assist customers and be a top performer at the call center. Let's listen to the story. I'm going to try to use the laser pointer as much as I can, but you try to read along with your eyes. Let's get started. And by the way, at any point that you feel that you need to retake this module, you can take this module again, maybe tomorrow on the weekend. You can take it as many times as you want until you're able to solidify the information so you can go at your own pace. Let's listen to the story.
Short story. Patience Prevails, A Call Center Journey. Imagine stepping into the fast-paced world of a telecommunications call center where amidst the ringing phones and bustling activity, a captivating story emerges. The story of Alex, an agent whose unwavering dedication sets him apart. English was not Alex's first language, but he was determined to excel in his role as a customer service representative. Despite facing initial challenges with communication, Alex possessed a remarkable trait, boundless patience, and a positive attitude. One day, Alex received a call from a customer who was experiencing difficulty connecting to the internet on their cell phone. The customer, frustrated and unable to articulate their issue clearly, spoke rapidly in English, which Alex struggled to understand at first. However, instead of becoming flustered, Alex took a deep breath and listened attentively to the customer's concerns. With his intermediate English skills and a genuine desire to help, Alex patiently asked clarifying questions using simple language to ensure he understood the problem correctly. He reassured the customer that he was there to assist them every step of the way. As the conversation progressed, Alex guided the customer through basic troubleshooting steps, such as restarting their device and checking their network settings. Despite encountering language barriers, Alex remained calm and composed, using his positive demeanor to build rapport with the customer. Through his persistence and unwavering dedication, Alex successfully identified the root cause of the issue, a misconfigured network setting on the customer's phone. With gentle guidance, Alex walked the customer through the necessary steps to correct the setting, all the while providing encouragement and support. Finally, after several attempts, the customer's phone successfully reconnected to the internet. Overjoyed, the customer expressed their gratitude to Alex for his patience and assistance. Alex, beaming with pride, thanked the customer for their kind words and wished them a wonderful day. From that day forward, Alex became known as the go-to agent for internet connectivity issues. His colleagues admired his ability to navigate language barriers with ease, attributing his success to his exceptional patience and positive attitude. Through his dedication and unwavering commitment to providing excellent service, Alex proved that language proficiency is not the only measure of success in customer service. It's the right attitude that truly makes a difference.
Okay, perfect. So after hearing Alex's story, which is just on my personal take as a trainer, while working in Alorica and helping, I guess probably thousands of people in that place, I personally had the opportunity, and this is my own account, my own thing. I personally had the opportunity to help young people like Alex, right? Completely change their lives. Like, boom. This knowledge, English, soft skills, call handling, troubleshooting. This, I saw how this changed a lot of young kids' lives. From the difficult circumstances that they were facing and the challenges, and I put myself in their place because they were having real conversations with real American customers in real time. And I saw how they were able to be patient, how they're able to apply the knowledge and to just have the right attitude. And with the right attitude is something I'd like to underline, because yes, language skills are essential, but sometimes it's more important what you say it's more important how you say things than exactly what you say, you know? And your attitude counts for a lot in this process. So even though I saw, witnessed a lot of stories like this, uncountable stories for real. You can do it too. You don't need university level English. If Alex did it and thousands of other Guatemalans did it, you can do it as well. So I hope this inspires you to have a different perspective on this process and understand that yes, language is important, but also your attitude. Plus having the willingness, the desire, the mentality of service as well with customers, all right? So something to consider. Let's click on I understand that my attitude and patience toward assisting customers is more important than skills. And you may continue. Perfect. Here we have arrived to our first activity. Here's a reading comprehension for the short story, Patience Prevails, a Call Center Journey. Listen to the short story. Well, we already listened to it. Part of our skills as agents is to have active listening and comprehension skills. So let's answer for true or false for the questions that we've got here on the screen. I will give you guys 3 minutes. Remember that we're going to work for a call center and time is everything there. You have 3 minutes. You may work now. When you're completed, click on next page and wait for me. Thank you. Perfect team. We're gonna go ahead and continue. So let's click on the next page, please. Thank you. We're done with the activity. Time is up. All right, let's move on to the following 10 minutes. We'll talk about troubleshooting. So we'll define it for you in the next 10 minutes. We're going to start with an analogy. An analogy is a comparison. And think of yourself, if you're gonna work for a call center fixing cell phones, it's like being a good mechanic, you know. Mechanics, they when you know when your car breaks down, you do like basic troubleshooting, basic things that we all should know, like check if the battery is well connected, to check your oil, to check your car if your car has water. You know, these are basic things that you check, right? Just to make sure that you can fix it by yourself. So kind of think of basic internet troubleshooting similar to that, those type of steps that you do to check your car. Let's check out this story, which is called Basic Troubleshooting for the Internet. Let's begin.
What is basic troubleshooting for the internet? We'd like to start by asking you to picture the following scenario. Imagine you're on a road trip with your friends, cruising down the highway toward your destination. Suddenly, you hit a bump in the road and your car starts to sputter and slow down. You're not sure what's wrong, but you know you need to figure it out and get back on track. Basic troubleshooting for the internet is a lot like being a roadside mechanic for your digital devices. When your phone or computer isn't connecting to the internet like it should, it's like your car stalling on the road. Basic troubleshooting is all about finding out what's causing the problem and fixing it so you can get back to browsing, streaming, and chatting online. Just like a mechanic might start by checking the engine and looking for obvious signs of trouble, basic trouble shooting involves taking a close look at your device and its settings. You might need to restart your modem or router, check your Wi-Fi connection, or adjust some settings to get things working again. Think of it as a step-by-step process of elimination, where you try different things until you find the solution. It's not always easy, but with a little patience and know-how, you can usually get things back up and running without too much trouble. And just like a good mechanic, being able to troubleshoot internet issues is a valuable skill that can save you time and frustration in the long run. Troubleshooting is a process of problem-solving applied to correct cell phone functions. It is a systematic and logical process to search for the source or cause of the problem. Troubleshooting is to identify the symptoms or source of a problem with a cell phone device or the cell phone network. Common cell phone problems include connectivity issues. For instance, having problems connecting to the internet, not connecting to a cellular network, problems connecting to Wi-Fi, problems with the device itself, for example, storage, speed, or camera malfunction, among others.
Awesome. All right, perfect. So let's click on the I have a general idea of what troubleshooting is. And let's click on next page. Okay, let's exemplify troubleshooting through a role play. Remember that a role play is a simulation of a scenario, of a real life scenario. Let's refresh your memory. Or if you haven't heard one before, a troubleshooting role play, let's check one out so you get a good idea. Here's a troubleshooting role play example between an agent and a customer from beginning to the end. Very simplified, but you'll get a good idea. Let's listen.
Agent, thank you for calling T-Mobile customer support. My name is Sarah. How can I assist you today? Customer, hi, I'm having trouble getting my phone to connect to the internet. Can you help me? Agent, absolutely. I understand how frustrating that can be. Let's work together to get you back online. Before we proceed, could you please verify your account information for me? Just your name and phone number will do. Customer, sure. My name is John Smith, and my phone number is 555-123-4567. Agent, thank you, John. Now let's tackle this connectivity issue. Are you currently able to see any Wi-Fi networks available on your phone? Customer, yes, I can see my Wi-Fi network, but it's not connecting when I try to join it. Agent, okay, let's try a simple fix first. Could you please go to your phone's settings and toggle the Wi-Fi off and then back on again? Customer. Sure, I've turned it off and on again, but it's still not connecting. Agent. No problem. Let's try something else. Have you tried restarting your router recently? Sometimes that can help refresh the connection. Customer. I haven't tried that yet. Let me give it a shot. After a moment. Okay, I've restarted the router. Should I try connecting to Wi-Fi again now? Agent. Yes, go ahead and try connecting to your Wi-Fi network again and let me know if you're able to connect this time. Customer. Wow, it worked. I'm back online now. Thank you so much for your help. Agent. You're very welcome. I'm glad we were able to get you back online. If you have any further issues or questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're here to help.
Okay, perfect. So we've just listened to an example role play between an agent and a customer. Here, the connectivity issue was for a Wi-Fi. It was a Wi-Fi issue with a router, and the agent walked the customer. I want you to remember this. The agent walked the customer through the process or guided the customer through the process. And I want you to remember that. Troubleshooting is about walking a customer through a series of steps and eliminating, boom, 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 boom. So she eliminated the first thing. She tried Wi-Fi, turning it off and back on again. That didn't work. So she eliminated that. And she tried restarting or power cycling the router, right? And that worked. And that worked. So that's what troubleshooting is. It's guiding the customer through a series of steps, trying different things, eliminating the different variables, until you find the root cause of the problem and fix it. Let's click on next page to continue. Okay, very well. Here we have what are some basic troubleshooting steps. As I mentioned, troubleshooting is about guiding a customer through a process, a series of steps. Here we have a suggested series of steps for correcting Wi-Fi issues or connection issues of this sort. One of the methods that we learned, right? One of the quick fixes was called the quick Wi-Fi test, where we just simply tell the customer to go to Wi-Fi settings, turn it off and turn it back on again and do some tests. Now, what we did here is we simplified from the materials. We put together 11 steps or so, right? 11 steps or so. And you're going to listen to these steps and an explanation. So there's step number one. We're going to run some basic steps. And after that, immediately after that, you're going to have an explanation what this step is about, just to refresh your memory. Okay. Also, some expectations. After you listen to this, on the next page, you will have an activity. I'm going to go ahead and jump in. So you're going to go here and order the steps that were mentioned in the previous page by writing a number. So here you're going to write a number. Okay, this is step one, this is step two, three, four, and five, et cetera, until you order all the steps, okay? So what I'd like you to do in the following 10 minutes, you have 10 minutes to do the following activity. You are going to listen to the audio, right? You're going to go, first listen carefully, because you cannot return, right? Just listen carefully and then go to do, and then do the activity, then order. So listen carefully, listen to it two or three times, and then go to the next page and order the activity. You're going to have 10 minutes for this activity. When we come back, I will give you the resolution and we'll do it together. So now I'm going to stop at this point and you are going to continue with your booklet by listening to the activity and then answering the practice part. I will see you in about 10 minutes. Check your Telegram group. We will continue with the training. I will continue, but you continue working. Thank you.